This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to you, our listeners. Welcome to Couples of Destiny. This is Terry, and I am broadcasting to you live here from our studio and also on the podcast and on Facebook. And please check in wherever you want to listen, replay, share, and talk with us, speak with us, tell us your story, tell us what you want us to hear about the conversation we will have today. I've got a wonderful couple here with me today in the studio, and we're going to dive deep into the conversations that God wants us to have, and also what it means to build a love that truly lasts. I'm looking at a couple here today. Their love lasted through the test of times, and we need to do little check-ins, you know, in to keep our marriage from that silent bleeding, doctor. And also, you know, sometimes we feel like it's a maintenance and not a crisis management. Mm. Maintaining that love, maintaining that marriage and that relationship, which you are so full of. You have all the knowledge, and I've been following you on social media, listening to your bio data, and I'm like, wow, this couple have so much to give, family. I can't wait to introduce them or for them to say hello to you. But let me just tell you that something that's worthy of tweet today is that marriage is maintenance and not management. You know, people want to manage each other. We maintain each other with the kind of love that God has shed in our heart today. So I don't know how your heart is. You've got to do a heart check every minute of the day. Every day, I feel like a heart check is important. But the thing that I always ask myself is, or my husband, did I make you feel loved? Did I make you feel appreciated? Did I make you feel valued today? And how can I show up better? That's the most beautiful thing. How can I show up better next time or tomorrow? How can I show up better for us as a couple? So let me say that these conversations are needed now more than ever as Christmas is approaching. I mean, it looks like Christmas everywhere we go, the lights, the tinsels and everything, but we need to remember that because of Jesus, we are celebrating this month. It's because of Jesus. And listen, my birthday is also this month. I'm not Jesus, but I'm his girl. I'm daddy's girl. So my birthday is also in December. So I want to encourage everyone out there today, get excited about the conversations that God is doing and happening on this channel. Amen. So we're going to have a short break and we'll get back to you soon. And here we are with this amazing couple. Let me introduce them today. They're phenomenal. I tell you what, I got to tell you, you need to remind someone today that God's way is still possible, doctor. So Dr. and Paulina Pua, am I saying it right?
Yeah, that's Pua. Right. Pua, yeah.
Pua.
Dr. Daniel.
Dr. Daniel Pua.
Easier, yeah.
Easier. So here we are. Let them say hello to you before I get their name all mixed up.
Hello, I'm Paulina Daniel from Singapore, and I'm so blessed to be here this morning to share the little things that God has planted into our lives, the blessings, the favor, and how he has used us as a couple for his glory in the kingdom of God. And I just want to thank God that by his grace and led by the Spirit of the living God, I ask the Lord for his choice of the man that he wants, that he has for me. And praise God, he led me, he showed me, and especially I was so lonely at the age of when I was a teenager, and I said, Lord, show me the man that you have for me. And God gave me the song as I seek him. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. And then I waited upon the Lord. That is from Isaiah 40:31. And I waited upon the Lord and I said, Lord, let that man you have for me give me this verse. And a few months later, when I was my birthday, and on my birthday, a few people gave me a present and a card. And on the card, there were 8 names. And my husband's name, he wrote Isaiah 40:31. Wow.
Hallelujah. Wow.
All the glory to God.
That's amazing. Well, doctor, did that work for you like Dr. Daniel? Did you also get that revelation?
Yeah, sure. We have been praying. I think that's most important to realize. First of all, I want to thank Pastor Terry for inviting us. Thank you, listeners. We are just trying to share with you the blessing of God upon our lives. Marriage is so important because in the first place, it's an institution that is not started by man or the church. It is God Himself,
Amen.
who instituted marriage. He himself said it is not good for man to be alone, and he is the one who bring couple. And by the way, you realize that marriage is only here on earth. In heaven, there is no marriage. You know, so we need to make the best use of our life, marriage life here on earth.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is, often we hear about the fairy tale story about, you know, living happily after. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you that it is going to be true. When Jesus comes back again, he's going to marry the church.
Correct.
The bride of church. And we're going to live happily forever.
Very beautiful.
And it's something very true. So I believe that here is an experience for us to learn. You see, marriage is such a lesson in life that we can learn, because it speaks of our relationship with God. And it's so important, like my wife is saying, that first of all, you know, Adam wasn't looking for a wife, but God was the one who bring a wife to him. I think that's very important, that, you know, in a marriage, it is, you need to pray for the will of God, for the right person to come into your life. You know, often the saying is that behind every successful woman, I mean man, there is a woman. But on the other way, in 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 25, that King Ahab was such a wicked person because Jezebel, the wife, incited him, instigated him.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so likewise, the reverse is also true. So it's so important that you write to find the person that God has appointed, ordained for you, so that you can really be the person to fulfill the plan.
It's a
mistake that God said a helper. It doesn't degrade the woman, because God himself called himself a helper. You see, God is a helper, a present help in times of trouble. That's exactly the same word that he uses.
Amen. I love that.
Yeah.
I like that idea. You know, I mean, we don't always think about, people always say, oh, well, when I go to heaven, I wonder who is going to be my husband, you know, for those who've been married before. It's like, Jesus is going to be our husband, you know. So don't worry about that. I love that. Happily ever after. You mentioned Ahab and Jezebel. So we can switch it around to Nabal and his wife Abigail.
Abigail, yeah.
You know, he was the one that was foolish and Abigail was the one that was clever. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a dynamic, you know. It's either the one that is negative and the other one that is positive. So God brings two people together for his glory at the end of the day, you know, that we walk in that ways. So, with saying all of this, you know, we're talking about built to last, and that is our theme for this month, is marriages that are built to last. So let's be honest, you know, Instagram can make marriages look like a highlight reel, but real love is built in the trenches, with prayer, with patience, having purpose in God, you know, real time of forgiveness. I always say, when you want to get married to someone, make sure you put forgiveness on your list.
Amen.
Because we have to, you can't, you know, when you don't forgive, you in a relationship, you can walk away and just turn your back on the person. But in a marriage, forgiveness is like a way of life, isn't
yes,
it? Every
right.
5 minutes of the day, the Bible says seven times. So,
yeah.
Doctor, let me ask you this one question. Psalm 127 verse 1 says that unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. So I believe, Pastor Paulina, what does that mean in the context of marriage for the two of you today?
I think the blueprint is God himself. If God isn't the architect, we keep, you know, renovating what he never designed.
Right.
But every time we invite him in, he will build the marriage. And what is inviting him? His word. Holding on to his word, holding to what he says, and doing what he says in our marriages, in our relationship, you know. And the main thing is, the base of it is godly love.
Amen, amen. Yeah. So when we invite him in, that is what builds the marriage, right? He becomes the cement that holds us together. The Holy Spirit, yes. You know, that solid rock on which we stand. Jesus always says, I'm the solid rock, right, yeah. Dr. Daniel? For you, what does that mean?
I think it's very interesting that you link this passage of scripture to marriage. Because if you look further down, nowadays people scroll down.
Instead of reading down.
So you see that it's talking about children.
Yeah.
In verse 3, it says, behold, children are a gift of God. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one views. I never see the linkage. You know, very few people see the linkage.
Yeah.
And it's talking about family. Mm-hmm. You know, many people realize that, yeah. You see, sometimes God is not building, like I say, it must begin that the choice of the mate comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no point for you. A lot of people are looking for the ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the ideal becomes an ordeal. And we start looking for new deals.
I like that. That's something to tweet. I've been looking for all deals. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. So we need God to be the one, you know, he should be our matchmaker.
Right.
So when he does that, he is the one who builds. And interestingly, you know, in verse 2, he says, it's vain for you to rise up early to retire late. You know, especially in the Asian society, you know, we want to build wealth for our children, mm-hmm. you know, to leave some legacy for them, and also but the Lord and also we are so, you know, protective of our children. Here the Bible says, unless the Lord guards, you know, the city,
yeah.
or unless the Lord guards your family, your children, you are doing it in vain.
Absolutely.
So we are trying so hard to protect our children, and when I see this, I say, wow, we must begin with God. Mm. God is the one who protects our children.
That is so
yes
true.
Of course we can pray for them, but ultimately, unless God is involved, we are doing it in vain.
Love that. Yeah. Go and read the entire Psalm family, Psalm 127. I like what Doctor said there. You know, I love calling him Doctor. I love it. I think, you know, sitting next to him is such a privilege and such an honor for both of you just to be in the house with us. Well, we talking about this building on that rock, building on that house, that unless the Lord builds it, you know, we who labor in vain. So the enemy doesn't attack what's weak. He attacks what's worth it.
Yes.
So when couples feel pressure, it's often a sign that God's building something strong beneath the surface, right?
Yeah.
But we're going to have a short break and listen to a song, and we'll be right back. What a glorious day. So I'm so excited, family. Do share your comments. Share this reel. Share this broadcast. You are going to be blessed. And the people who are going to listen to this are going to be blessed. If you're waiting for the right person, if you want to know how to build a marriage that lasts, listen to this. So, Doctor, you were speaking about something so beautiful. And Pastor Paulina, you've been married for more than 30 years. And it's like 3 decades of faith, you know.
39 years,
I think, yeah. On your bio date as well, more than 30 years. So wow, it's nearly 40 years.
Next year will be our 40th anniversary.
8 November.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us, faith, family, fire, all of that. How did your journey begin together in this? And what first drew you both into the ministry?
I would say there's only one regret about our marriage. I married her too late.
Love it. Oh, that is so sweet. Oh, Dr. Daniel, we need more guys like Dr. Daniel.
I think we need to build a marriage based on the Word of God.
Yes.
And I think there's something that I want to commend is to say that women find it very difficult to submit.
Mm.
Yeah, but it is the Word of God. And we have to obey the Word of God. Because when we submit to our husband, we are actually submitting to the Word of God. And submitting to the Word of God is submitting to Jesus himself.
Right.
Yeah. So that one, we have to apply into our lives. And I can tell you that and as I travel and many things that I have to do, I will ask him. And if he says, go, I go. He says, don't go, I don't go. Even how much I want to go, I will not go. And even how much I don't want to go, but he says, go, I will go. And I can say, I can share with you that many times when I do that, the favor and the blessings of God run after me.
Wow.
His goodness run after me. And in the places that I went, I traveled to minister, God's favor just pour over, so overflowing. He just lavished his love on me. And I'm like a scatterball in the places I go to.
Oh, listen
hallelujah.
To the Afrikaans. Listen to the Afrikaans. She's learned to scatterball.
That's right. My scatterball sitting right across.
Love it.
Yeah, yes. I mean, the Bible says that women's supposed to respect, honor. Yes. But I think some women carry it a bit too far. Mm. They treat their husband like God. Mm. You know, especially when they're angry, mm-hmm. they started offering burnt offering to them. They burn the toast, they burn the bacon. It's understandable because some men behave like God.
Yeah,
you know, they're the same yesterday, today,
definitely.
And forever. They never change. So come on, man.
Yes.
We need to do our part.
Come on.
We need to change.
Yeah.
For our love. Love is, you know, being respectful to, to your spouse, mm-hmm. and being patient and willing to change, to transform for the glory of God.
Yes.
Coming back to how when it comes to a relationship, you know, often it's so difficult, you know, especially when your emotions are involved,
mm-hmm.
you know, your feelings are involved. It's so difficult to make a decision. You know, so many people, they say, oh, I prayed about God and there's a peace in my heart. But actually, when your emotions are involved, it's so difficult, especially when you like something or like someone, especially when you pray, always you have the peace, you know. And so I wanted to, I say, God, I can't just base on the peace. You know, other decision, of course, I would do it differently when I pray for something or something that I feel God is leading me.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I say, God, I need a sign.
Mm.
And actually, if you look at the book of Genesis chapter 24, praise God, you see, we see a pattern here. Abraham was concerned about his son.
Mm.
He wanted his son at the age of 40 to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent forth his servant. And the servant was looking for someone who is God ordained for his master's son.
Correct.
And he asked for a sign.
Mm.
And I said, God, I need a sign from you.
Mm.
And so I prayed. I said, at the end of this month, you know, because I was in need of, I'm a very pragmatic person. I was in need of a wallet.
Okay.
So I said, God, I want this wallet. It must be black color. And by the end of the month, you know, slim wallet. And by the end of the month, she must give it to me if she's the one.
Wow.
And truly, at the last day of the month, she went and bought me the wallet and I started crying. I
said, unbelievable. I'm sitting with bated breath, mouth hanging open.
Can I just add here? Actually, I just felt strongly to get the wallet. And then, you know, you want to give someone, but we have never gone up because to me, unless the Lord says, then we get emotionally involved.
Mm.
If you are already going out, you will be led by emotions rather than God led.
Mm.
So suddenly I have this strong impression to get him a wallet. And you know, you want to give somebody a wallet, you just want to impress.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted a leather wallet and I was looking at this crocodile leather wallet, big and bulky. But then as I was about to buy, the Holy Spirit led me to ask the woman at the counter, what would a young man like for a wallet? And the lady took out a black slim wallet and said, this is what the young man would like. So I bought that instead of the leather wallet. And when I gave him, he was just crying.
Wow. I have no words for you. I need to start doing that as well for the things I want. You know, it's similar to my story too. I said to the Lord, Father, because I was a single mom, and you know, and I had my kids, and I said, Lord, I want a man who loves you. Oh, he's got to be a pastor, and he must love my children. You know, it doesn't have to love him as, you know, I just said, just love them, like them, have fun with them. And I waited, you know. Orchestrated, how God orchestrated this was amazing. So these stories ring true. So if you are still waiting for your spouse, waiting for your partner, listen to these stories. You know, there's some truth and some real nuggets that you can use. And the important thing of the foundation of all of this is prayer. Mm-hmm. Go into that prayer room, seek the Lord. You know, we give the Lord a whole list sometimes of our needs, but we can be specific about our partners because that is for life. It's for keeps, you know. Wish I knew this way back then, you know. So I wouldn't have been a divorced woman, you know. So I thank God that He had carried me by His grace to be here to speak into couples and host this Couples of Destiny program so that we can glorify the Lord. No matter where we've come from, no matter what brokenness we've been in, no matter how powerful our testimonies are, God still gets the glory. Isn't it right,
Amen,
Doctor?
Yeah. So you're talking about waiting. I think that's very important. I think a lot of us are so impatient to get married. You know, looking back at Genesis, you know, when God saw that man needed somebody, you know, I mean, God Himself, the first thing He brought was animals to him. And praise God, you know, Adam was so wise, he waited. You know, he could have been so, if he was so hasty to marry, he could have married a monkey. And unfortunately, that's what many people end up.
Yeah.
They marry up and they say, how come this person turned out to be a beast? Because they were so hasty to get married. And fortunately, Adam was so wise, he waited for the timing of God. And in time, God brought him the person he really needed.
Yes.
So my advice, my advice is that please be patient.
Yes.
Wait for the one. Sometimes the enemies can bring someone to you. I mean, maybe you can share your story.
In His time,
absolutely.
In His time, He makes all things beautiful. In His time, Lord, please show me every day that You're teaching me Your ways, that I do just what You say. In your time.
God's timing is perfect, family. Don't rush. Don't just go on a fling or on a limb of, I think this is the person. You don't have to think. You must know this is your person. So that is so powerful, Dr. Daniel and Pastor Paulina. You know, for us, we always say that grace and timing, sometimes it's not what you say, it's when you say it. You know, that timing is so important because if emotions are high, I remind myself that, you know what, my husband is not my enemy. He's my echo. We're actually on the same side. We need to walk this walk together. He's not against me. The Bible clearly says those who are for me are more than those who are against me.
Amen.
You know, so hold on to the promises of the Lord. And I know, Pastor Paulina, you know, you've learned so much and taught so much in your ways. And many people know that in Ephesians 4:29, it says that no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only what is good for building up. Our words either build walls or it builds bridges. But we're going to be right back on that thought. Do share this broadcast and let us know your views. Right, Dr. Daniel, can you tell us what your thoughts are about the emotionals?
I think it's very important, like talking back to Genesis chapter 24, when Abraham wanted to find a bride for his son Isaac. And the Bible says that they finally found Rebecca. And in verse 67, chapter 24, verse 27, the Bible says, Rebecca became his wife and he loved her. You see, the idea we have is that you must marry someone you love, you know. But the Bible is that you should love the person you marry. I think it's a combination of factors that a lot of times people don't realize that, you see, you must make a choice to love somebody you marry. You know, back in my parents' time, there was no, you know, they don't date together. All the marriages are arranged. So they have learned to love the person they married. And I think this concept is not really prevalent in our society today because the idea instilled in us is that marry the person you love.
Yeah.
But the biblical example is that we should love the person we marry.
Yeah.
You know, one person came to me and he started complaining about his wife, you know, how bad his wife was. And there I was praying how to answer this person. And eventually, God gave me that source of wisdom. And I told him, I said, okay, I agree, your wife is that bad person, you know, the wicked person you are, is the worst enemy you have. You mentioned about her husband is not being an enemy. I said, maybe, yeah, it's true. Your wife turned out to be your worst enemy. But the Bible say, love your enemy.
The word says love conquers all.
Yeah.
You know, and the patience and love, all of that is all fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 says those are the fruit of the Spirit. We as believing children of God got to walk it out. We've got to ask the Lord, let the fruit of your Spirit be evident in my life today. So let me have that enduring love. Let me have that patience. Yeah. Let me flow with that long suffering, no matter how difficult or terrible it may sound, but it's not actually as bad. But I like that love, because some couples are together for convenience, not because of love. They marry because of family arrangements. And I know in the Asian society, in your culture, it's a lot like that, where not all of them marry for love. They marry because it's a business arrangement, right?
And I mean, it's glad you mentioned about marriage or convenience. But marriage is a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a marriage of convenience.
Yes,
it's a marriage of covenant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so important that we make the marriage vow. Men, especially, we say for better, for worse. So even if your wife turned out to be Decibel, you still have to love her.
Yeah, love her back into being who she is and who she's predestined to be for such a time as this, you know. I know that sometimes we fight, Dr. Daniel. You know, Galatians 6:9 reminds us that we shouldn't grow weary in doing well. For in due time, we will reap the harvest.
Amen.
If we do not faint and lose heart. So in due season, we can't lose heart. Even if your wife turns out to be Jezebel, you've got to be the one praying her back. You know, be patient and don't let any bad words come out of our mouths. We just read all of those scriptures. And coming back to what you said about, you know, waiting for the right woman for your son. So we got to be in the prayer room all the time for our children, that they would marry the right partners, not partners who will keep them out of church or partners who will turn them away from the Lord, you know, keep them on that place, in that space where God has already preordained and predestined them for greatness, and we want them to be great in the kingdom of God, right? You have how many children and grandchildren?
We have two children, a boy and a girl, and they are both married, and each one have two children each. So we have a total of four grandchildren, two grandsons and two granddaughters.
Oh,
God,
how nice.
Is so good.
good
also
balance.
Each one have a son and a daughter. Yes.
That so is a very so good balance.
Yes.
You know, I'm so excited about this, you know, and I'm very interested in knowing, Dr. Daniel, how you balance your life with medical matters and faith.
Yeah. I think it's ultimately boils down to the grace of God. You see, when people talk about grace, they always think about unmerited favor of God.
Mm.
But grace also means the empowerment, you know, for you to do the things that is not possible for you.
Mm.
You know, so he said, by grace, you know, that you God is able to give you that grace to empower you to do those things. I mean, by the grace of God, you know, praise God that I have a partner that also love God, who is also in the mission field, who is also in the ministry. So if we kind of understand each other, the pressure we go through, the stress we go through, and praise God that she's a mother that really loves the children. And I must admit that she's the one who really keeps the family together.
The praying woman,
behind
the curtains, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know being a both physician and preacher, you know, the connection between the spiritual healing and physical healing in ministry.
Yeah.
How do you connect that? I know a lot of doctors will always say, when you talk about, oh, God is going to heal us, and, you know, God is this, you know, how does that work for you?
I believe that, you know, as doctors, we know our limitation. I mean, a lot of chronic disease, we are not really healing. Even the simple thing like diabetes, high blood pressure, we are merely controlling the disease. We are not really healing the disease. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, it's a symptomatic treatment. It's not really curing you of the disease.
Mm.
It's your own body that heals.
Mm.
I mean, just take, for example, a simple flu. We are just giving you tablets to control your symptom, to stop your runny nose, to stop your cough. But your body ultimately is the one who fights the disease and overcome. So it is the grace of God, the glory to God, is the one who heals us, who give us a body that really heals itself.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I was so impressed with the way Pastor Paulina always sings, you know, and I feel like when I was in the hospital at the time when I broke my back, they pushed me into the COVID ward because, you know, they couldn't do the operation, the procedure because I had COVID. And my kids were asking me, Mom, what can we do? And even the leaders in our church. And I said, you know, if you don't know what to pray, just pray in the spirit, but do whatever you can. Sing over me.
Okay.
Sing a worship songs over me. And it was always that just sing over me. And it just gave me such a deeper revelation. And I mean, for me, it's like, I don't care what people think about how I may sound when I sing. I sing because God loves the way I sing. I mean, I'm sure the same for you too. So looking at that as worship, as a weapon, you know, her being your strength in that way, as you say, she's holding it with her worship, I believe, is a weapon.
Yeah.
Like we're talking in 2 Kings 20, verse 15, when King Jehoshaphat got the singers and the worshippers to go before him. So I believe God says our battle is already won because of the worship, because of the way we sing and praise him. You know, so many times I even find that when I'm singing, it's like preparing me and strengthening me for what is coming. You know, there are times when I sing when I feel that anointing come over me while I'm driving in my vehicle and I'm going to see a client. And it's like, wow, God had prepared me for that. Because suddenly a revelation or word will flow and it's like, God, I give you all the glory. You've given me that wisdom. I never thought about that, you know. And I'm sure that happens for you when you sing.
I can add this, in the book of Acts, you know, when Paul and Silas were kept in prison at midnight, the darkest hour of the day. And when they sang, what happened? Foundations were shaken. The foundations of the prison were shaken.
Yes.
Chains, the prison doors opens and chains and shackles fell. What am I trying to say? In summary, when we are going through things we don't understand in the darkest hour, their voice, we sing, we give glory to God. We can just shout hallelujah.
Amen.
We are shouting praise to God.
Amen.
And things are going to happen. But many times when we are going through, we cry, we groan, we grumble, we mumble, we complain. That's why it gets worse. But when we turn it into singing, you did that. Praise God.
Praise
That's
God.
A testimony.
Yeah.
You say, sing over me.
Yes.
And they, of course, they sing praises to God.
Yes.
They sing to God. And that's how you felt. You were lifted up. Chains were broken.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those chains of the enemy thought he would limit me with hold me bound.
The sickness flee.
Wow.
You know? And healing came upon you.
Amen.
So
Amen.
The foundation of that, it was shaken.
Shaken.
So
shaken.
I encourage you through your marriages, things you don't understand, you know, bitterness, whatever, you became very bitter, sing. And you're going to check.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, family, I don't know about you, but you know what? I love music. I love songs. I'll play my worship and I'll play one of my two instrumental jazz. I love some instrumental jazz, you like, but mostly worship. I have a good balance and we can listen to a good instrumental jazz. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But some of the old songs, you know, in the world is just like a bit of a danger for us to go to. So we'd rather play the worship and the praise that we like. But we're going to have our break and we'll be right back. And family, I am going to invite Dr. Daniel to preach for you in a prayer, to preach the word of God to you in prayer. So let us just come into that place and just give this over to the Lord.
Okay.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that you send your Son, Lord. Jesus is the reason for this season, Lord. And we thank you that you love us so much. You send your only begotten Son, Lord, to die for us so that through believing in him, we have eternal life. Father, we thank you, Lord, that for the spouse, for those who are yet to be married, Lord, I pray, Father, that you provide the right mate for them, Lord. Just as you, in your own supernatural way, you brought Eve to Adam, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, Father, that for those couple who are married, Lord, and who thinks of going through difficult times, Father, the very first miracle you did, Lord, was at the wedding of Canaan. Father, it shows to you how important marriage is to you.
Yes, Lord.
The couple ran out of wine, but maybe today some of you are running out of love, running out of patience for one another.
Yes,
I tell you the secret is to go to Jesus.
Amen.
Mary, the mother of Jesus, went to Jesus and said, we have run out of wine.
Amen.
Go to Jesus and said, Lord, confess, we have run out of love for one another. We have run out of patience, Lord. Can you do the miracle for us?
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
And God, Mary told the servant, whatever he tells you, Do it. The secret is, I'm sure if you come to Jesus, Jesus will give you the instruction how to correct your marriage, how you can improve upon your marriage. He can turn water to wine. Wine is joyful. Wine brings cheer. He wants to bring the wine back into your marriage, the spark back to your marriage so that you can enjoy your marriage and not endure your marriage. God's purpose is for you to enjoy your marriage, not to endure. He wants to bring the sparkle back to your marriage, the wine back, so that you can experience the joy of marriage. So I pray in Jesus' name, Father, the God who's able to turn water into wine, turn our situation around. You can turn bitterness to sweetness, Lord. Whatever bitterness you're experiencing, God, in your mercy and grace, turn our bitterness to sweetness, our sadness to gladness.
Amen.
Father,
amen.
Our sickness to wellness, so that we can experience your wealth, what you intended for us to have, enjoy our marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. You've been listening to Couples of Destiny with Dr. Daniel and Pastor Paulina Poor from all the way from Singapore, blessing us here on the radio station today. You know, our incredible guests, I cannot tell you enough how they've blessed us today. So great marriages aren't made overnight. You heard this today. They built by prayer and prayer and promises of God. So until next time, stay anchored, stay kind, and keep walking in your destiny together. Kingdom blessings to everyone as you prepare for the Kingdom King that has come in this Christmas time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bye now.
Amen. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.